You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hi everybody, I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to The Juke in the Back, the only show on the radio to feature the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And coming up on this week's show, we're going to feature one of the greatest blues cats of all time, Chester Burnett, better known to the world as Howlin' Wolf. He got his musical start in Memphis, recording with Sam Phillips at the Memphis Recording Service and recording for the Beharie Brothers at KWEN in West Memphis, Arkansas. We're going to hear Wolf's very first recordings, including a rare demo acetate that he cut with Sam Phillips in 1951. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes here on The Juke in the Back. But let's begin this week's show with one of the great saxophone honkers out of Los Angeles. Here's Chuck Higgins and his Mellow Tones. Off the combo label from 1952, it's Pachuco Hop.
Down on Rampart Street. Until I find my baby, I'm gonna ask every soul I meet. I've been down to Savannah, Georgia, hopped a freight train to St. Joe. I've been down to Savannah, Georgia, hopped a freight train to St. Joe. Until I find my pretty baby, I'm gonna go from door to door. Been to San Francisco, I'm just like a rolling stone, but I'll keep traveling. I'm so all alone it seems. If anybody seen my pretty baby, tell her to hurry back to New Orleans.
A big number two smash in 1947 for Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, who were Johnny Moore on guitar, Charles Brown on piano and vocals, and Eddie Williams on bass. Charles Brown actually wrote that tune, but didn't get credit on the original exclusive label 78. That credit went to label owner Leon Rene. Charles Brown would get the last laugh, though, because when the tune came up for copyright renewal, Charles Brown renewed it, and for the rest of his career, he played that tune and received songwriting royalties for it. Next up on the Old Rockola Juke, I'm going to spin a great tune from Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and his orchestra. The song is Cherry Red, and it was originally recorded by Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson in 1939. Vincent first recorded it in 1944 when he was part of the Cootie Williams Band. But as soon as he went solo, he cut it during his first session for Mercury in 1946. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with Cherry Red.
She's got great great big lake, and she's built up from the ground. Every time she kisses me, ooh, Lord, my love comes tumbling down. Take me, pretty mama, chump me in your big brass bed. Rock me, mama, till my face turns cherry red, cherry red.
Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with the immortal Cherry Red on the Juke in the Back. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and it's time for us to get into this week's feature, which is on the very first recordings of Howlin' Wolf. Wolf was born on June 10, 1910, in Aberdeen, Mississippi, and named Chester Arthur Burnett after President Chester A. Arthur. He grew up to be a 6 foot, 6 inch tall, 300 pound mammoth of a man. And of course, he had that great gravelly voice to boot. Wolf got interested in the blues around 1930 when he met blues legend Charlie Patton, who taught him how to play guitar, but more importantly, taught him the showmanship of performing. You know, you didn't just stand there, play your guitar, and sing. You had to move around and get the audience involved. Instead of me telling you more about his early life, here's a recording of Howlin' Wolf talking about how he got started.
How did I start to make records? It was flying. Flying four mules on the plantation. And man come through there picking a guitar called Charlie Patton. And I liked it, his sound. So I always did want to play a guitar. So I got him to show me a few chords, you know. And so every night that I'd get off of work, I'd go over to his house and he'd learn me how to pick the guitar. So I got good with it. So I went out for myself. Now, if I got out there, everything was great. Seeing the people went for what I was putting down. And I decided that I would play. So I asked my father to get me a guitar. 1928, the 15th day of January. He went and got me a guitar. And I started picking the guitar first. Then along comes Sonny Boy with the Hobbs, Rice Miller. He married my sister. Then he learned me how to blow the harp. Then I went to playing from there. I've been playing ever since. I played all through Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and around in Kentucky and places, but I never was in Texas, but I played all over the Cotton Belt countries, you know. So that what started me to playing the blues. Then I had a woman once, she was kind of nice to me, and she pulled off and left me, and that gave me the blues, sure enough. I went to howling like a dog then, you know what I mean? So I've been playing ever since.
Like many Southern workers, after World War II, Howlin' Wolf found it hard to find work in Mississippi, so he traveled to the urban center, Memphis, Tennessee. After arriving in Memphis, he put a band together, which consisted of Willie Johnson on guitar, Willie Steele on drums, and various other players. Wolf scored a half an hour a day radio show on KWEN in West Memphis, Arkansas. And with that radio program, his popularity around Memphis really began to grow. So much so that it caught the attention of Sam Phillips, who owned the Memphis Recording Service at 706 Union Avenue in Memphis. Of course, Sam would go on to found Sun Records, but this was a few years before that. Sam was recording local blues talent and selling the master tapes to other labels across the country. Remember, Sam cut Rocket 88 and sold that to Chess in 1951. Well, in early 51, he went out to see Howlin' Wolf and was blown away. And since he had a working relationship with the Bahari brothers, who owned Modern and RPM Records out in LA, he decided to cut a demo acetate with Wolf and send it out to the Bahari brothers. On this rare acetate, you'll hear Willie Johnson on guitar, Willie Steele on drums, and Howlin' Wolf playing the harp and singing. There's no bass and there's no piano on this tune. So even though this was a demo, this was Howlin' Wolf's first recording. Baby Ride With Me, Riding in the Moonlight. And I'm going to follow up this demo acetate with the professionally recorded version of Riding in the Moonlight that would become his first single for RPM Records in 1951. Here's Wolf at his rawest on The Juke in the Back. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside, Derek Justman, Scott Moeller. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Daddy tonight. Oh, baby, can you ride with Daddy tonight? I want you to ride with Daddy, honey, while the moon is shining bright. Thank you. your party tonight. I want you to ride with me, honey, while the moon is shining bright. I want you to ride with Daddy while the moon is shining bright. Come on, ride with me, baby. While I'm coming by your house, I can be 30 long miles away.
That was Howlin' Wolf's first single for the Bahari Brothers RPM label, 1951, Riding in the Moonlight. And before that, we heard the original acetate cut by Sam Phillips in early 1951 at the Memphis Recording Service. Another acetate that was cut at the time by Sam Phillips turned out to be Wolf's first hit, but it wasn't a hit on RPM. You see, Sam was trying to get the best deal possible, so he sent Howlin' Wolf recordings not only out to RPM Records in LA, but also Chess Records in Chicago. So I'm going to play the rare demo acetate of How Many More Years, and then follow it up with a later recording of How Many More Years that Wolf cut with Sam Phillips in Memphis in either May or August of 1951. The second version is the one that would be released on Chess Records. It hit number 4 in 51 and was Wolf's first hit, How Many More Years.
Thank you.
just tell them I done walked out though.
First hit, topping out at number 4 on the Billboard R&B charts in 1951 on Chess Records. Hey, did you dig that piano line that was played by the legendary Ike Turner? You heard Willie Johnson on guitar, Willie Steele on drums, and of course, Howlin' Wolf playing the harp and singing the tune. The situation of this next tune is kind of crazy by today's standards. The song Moanin' at Midnight was cut twice by Howlin' Wolf. It was first cut in September of 1951 at the KWEM Studios in West Memphis, Arkansas. It was his first session for RPM Records. Joe Bahari was producing the session. RPM then released it as the flip side of his first single, Ridin' in the Moonlight, which we just heard a few minutes ago. Then Howlin' Wolf cut the tune again in either May or August of 1951 during his first official recording session for Chess Records. Sam Phillips is producing this session. Chess would release Moanin' at Midnight as the flip side of his first Chess single, How Many More Years? So it's really odd that two different versions of the same song were released by two labels right around the same time by the same artist. Now we know Chess Records won out. That was the hit version. Moanin' at Midnight hit number 10 on the Billboard R&B charts on Chess. And it failed to chart on RPM. I want to play both of them back to back. I'm going to start with the RPM and then move into the Chess version of Moanin' at Midnight. Personally, I find the second version to be more eerie, but you can decide for yourself. Here's Howlin' Wolf, Moanin' at Midnight.
Thank you.
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Howlin' Wolf on the Juke in the Back. So I'd like to play a tune that was possibly recorded in January of 1952. Sam Phillips didn't keep the best record, so we're not absolutely sure. The song is Mr. Highwayman, and it would be released by Chess Records as Wolf's third single for that label in 1952. The song features Willie Johnson on guitar, Willie Steele on drums, L.C. Hubert on piano, an unknown bass player, and Howlin' Wolf on vocals and harmonica. Here's Mr. Highwayman, Howlin' Wolf, this week's Great 78.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down a highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down a man's on the road. Who is that? That's the police? You better drive right careful on this highway road. I'm not a cool-hearted
This here Cadillac is a long ragged machine. Me and my baby can ride and everything will be good to me.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
going on. Long old, sad old day, why don't you hear me crying? Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. You got on your mind? Why don't you hear me crying? Woo, woo, woo.
So raw. Howlin' Wolf, as we feature his very earliest recordings. Those two songs combined to make his second single for the RPM label. We first heard Passin' By Blues, and that one right there was Cryin' At Daybreak, which, as you can tell, evolved into what would become Smokestack Lightnin'. Willie Johnson plays a dirty, dirty guitar on that one. When Wolf would record Smokestack Lightnin' in 56, it was Hubert Sumlin playing that mean, dirty guitar part. Ike Turner plays piano on both of those songs, and they were recorded at the YMCA building in West Memphis, Arkansas, on October 2nd, 1951. Let's finish up this week's spotlight on Howlin' Wolf by featuring his second single for the Chess label. It was recorded by Sam Phillips on December 18, 1951, and Chess would release it as a single in early 1952. We're going to hear The Wolf Is At Your Door, followed by Howlin' Wolf Boogie. On these tunes, Albert Williams plays piano, Willie Johnson on guitar, Willie Steele on drums, an unknown bass player, and of course Howlin' Wolf on vocal and harp.
Oh,
want me to do like a wolf, baby. Drag my tracks out as I go. Now Christmas Eve is coming, and you want me down on my bended knee. Now Christmas Eve is coming, darling, and you want the wolf on his bended knee. You made me get your shoe.
Great Howlin' Wolf doing the Howlin' Wolf Boogie, his second single for Chess Records in 1952. Well, I just wanted to spotlight some of Wolf's very early recordings to give you a sense of where the Wolf came from. His career, of course, would blossom in the mid to late 1950s, and he would become one of the greatest blues artists of all time, and certainly one of the top performers for the Chess label out of Chicago. Before I wrap up this edition of Juke in the Back, I'd like to spin a tune from Shirley Gunter and the Queens off Flair Records from 1955. This was their follow-up to their big hit, Oop Shoop. It's called Why. Hey, cats and kittens, thanks so much for joining me this week on the Juke in the Back. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you back here again real soon. Goodbye, everybody.
You said you corner for you and me. Tell me
why.
Tell me
why.
Tell me
why. Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.